This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
It's winter here, and you find it hard to believe that Provincetown is one of the state's largest summer tourist attractions. It's as though the town was in hibernation.
On the evening of January 25th, 1982, Channel 5's Chet Curtis brought something unexpected to a brand new audience. The voice of a local Portuguese poet living on the very tip of Cape Cod.
And here I stand on this, my land, and beckon you, the faithful, generous sea.
It was the first broadcast of a local nightly news show that has since become a New England institution, Chronicle, now the longest-running, locally produced nightly news magazine on TV.
And it's fitting that 30 years after that maiden P-Town show, last night Chronicle reported from the other end of Massachusetts.
It can be argued that visiting the Berkshires is like visiting another country.
For three decades, viewers have tuned into Chronicle as it has crisscrossed New England, often literally, like in its longest-running feature, Main Streets and Back Roads.
But Chronicle isn't the only thing that's traveled far since 1982. So, too, has local television news. So, on its 30th anniversary, we're going to talk with two Chronicle veterans about where the show's been, where's it going, and what they see as the future of their news medium. Mary Richardson was a Chronicle anchor for 26 years before she retired in 2010. Mary, welcome back to Radio Boston. So good to see you again.
Oh, thank you, Meg. I remember coming to say goodbye with you on the air. That was fun.
And I can't believe it's already been
two years, and I'm now fully involved in another job, which I'll tell you about later.
Okay. Great. Well, sitting next to you, if I may introduce him, is Anthony Everett, Chronicle's current anchor, who's been with the show since 2005. Anthony, thank you so much for coming in.
Meghna, Anthony, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here and a pleasure to talk about this great anniversary and birthday for us.
Well, congratulations. I mean, 30 years is an amazing accomplishment. 30 years from now, I hope to be on Chronicle to talk about Radio Boston's three-decade anniversary, knock on wood. But let me ask you, that little bit of tape that we played from the first ever Chronicle, how does that strike you hearing it today?
It struck me that Chronicle could tonight be airing that same show, and that's part of the charm and part of the loyalty of the audience, because it is a different kind of show.
Yeah, some of the flavor and the voice in that still sounds familiar to me in what we do today. Obviously, we've changed our pace is a little bit faster, and we shoot in high-definition video, which is much different. The look of the show is different, but what we look for in a story in terms of the unique and interesting people and places of New England and the world, really that mission hasn't changed.
Is that what you see as the reason for the program's staying power?
I do. I mean, people still come up to me on the street, and of course, they recognize me from Chronicle days, and they will comment on various stories, and I saw the one the other night about Cape Cod in winter, and I loved it. It's iconic, really.
I think, too, there's a lot of people talk about Chronicle as sort of an oasis, and it is a time during the day where you can sit down. It's a family program. Watch with your family. We get a lot of feedback from viewers who are younger, in their 20s, who say they grew up watching Chronicle with their parents, and now they're watching with their children. So that's part of it. I think our viewers are very attentive, intelligent, and they're loyal.
Well, and they've stayed, and the loyalty has been there for the 30 years, which is really remarkable given what's happened across local television news. And I want to talk to you about that a little bit later, but first, share some favorite moments. I mean, there have been so many over 30 years, but I'd love to hear some behind-the-scenes stories of great Chronicle moments.
Anthony's pointing at me. I was always known, at least in the early days, as the adventurer on the program. I would try anything.
Hang gliding.
I learned to scuba dive so that I could dive with the dolphins. And then we heard about this amazing story about a little whale, a beluga whale, off the coast of Nova Scotia. And I went up to this little town that the whale had adopted and went diving with this whale. So they're ice climbing, rock climbing, speed driving on the race course where Paul Newman practiced. I would try just about anything. And so you felt invincible in doing these things. So it was a great way to tackle new things that you might never have done without the program.
And I think we share that a little bit. I mean, I definitely have that same sense of adventure. I flew an airplane for my first time last year. I rode a polo pony. I've done zip lining, everything you can imagine. And I think Mary and I, that's one of the things we had together and shared in common and enjoyed so much in each other was that sense of adventure.
Not to mention you're sailing in the Caribbean, that gorgeous
sailing
boat.
Caribbean on a tall ship.
Stop. Yeah,
not always so hard.
You're making me jealous now. Well, in the interest of full disclosure, I should say that WBUR's current general manager, Charlie Kravitz, it was one of the minds behind the early days of Chronicle. And I point that out because I was talking with him a little earlier today, and he also reminded me that along with the adventure and the food and the main streets and the back roads, Chronicle also was one of the few places where you could get extensive coverage on sort of harder hitting topics in New England. For example, he was talking about how they did an early story about wintertime on the Cape and alcohol and drug abuse. And I noticed that just recently, Anthony, you did a story about sort of the demographic shift on the Cape and the aging of the Cape as
the
well.
The graying of Cape Cod. That's right. I mean, I think that's one of the things that Chronicle has the luxury of doing is telling some of those stories in a much longer format. So we have tackled issues like teen suicide. We've tackled issues like medical issues that might get a little bit of coverage on the news but then get a lot more coverage on Chronicle. There was a recent story about a man who had one of the first ever hand transplants. It was a remarkable story, and some of that we do in partnership with our news department as well. So there's a certain, you know, synergy between our news department and Chronicle, but Chronicle just has the time and the latitude and the we have the crews and the expertise, I think, to give those sorts of topics a little more life.
But nevertheless, Mary, to me, it seems quite amazing to turn around, you know, 5 days a week, comprehensive, you know, news magazine program every night. There had to be some tough times.
No, I once heard a story. Roger Mudd, who was on NBC for many years, once said to a friend of mine, he didn't know that I knew the person, he said, there's this little show up in Boston they do, and they do fresh stuff every night. Do you know how they do it? And it was, we always said it was kind of like the miracle of the loaves and the fishes, but we got it done.
I had Gil Grosvenor, the head of National Geographic, on one of the shoots. In fact, that tall ship shoot you were talking about, Mary. And he looked at me and he says, how do you guys do it? I'm spending X millions of dollars for a 1 hour long program, and I see what you guys are doing on the budget that you're doing. I don't know how you do it. And it is a little mini miracle every night.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you about that, because when I'm looking, I was thinking about the story that Chronicle tells, not just about New England, but about local television news and its import, especially for a place like Boston. I was reading a 2011 Pew Center poll that said 60% of people still cite the television as their main source of local news. And I say still because technology is changing everything, as we know. But the thing that struck me is that Chronicle's longevity seems to stand in opposition to trends that we've been seeing in local news across the board, across the country. I mean, newsrooms have been slashed, budgets cut, media consolidation. It makes a program like Chronicle seem almost impossible to think that it would get started anywhere else today.
I often think when I look at Chronicle, and now I actually have the opportunity to come home and watch Anthony on the air at night, it never fails to surprise me and make me proud to see what Chronicle does every night. But it also reminds me that I believe television in many ways sells the viewer short. I think if you had a program like that in other cities in the country, you would have the same kind of following. It's just that no one has pursued that. They're going the other direction right now.
Do you ever feel the pull, Anthony, to do some of the more sensational stuff that might get you even more viewers?
No. I mean, I think Chronicle viewers expect a certain type of program, and we deliver that. Look, we have not been immune to those pressures you cited before. All of television has experienced those, and I think you have to give Channel 5 management some credit, too, for hanging in there with Chronicle in the best of times and in some lean times as well. I do kind of think that you really can't do this program anywhere else. One of the things that makes it perfect for New England is that New England is so unique. You have physical beauty, geographic diversity. You have tremendous history here, the birth of our country here. You have our medical and educational institutions. You have an informed and educated viewership. And so I'm not sure you could do Chronicle in Dallas, but you can definitely do it in New England. And I think those viewers sustain us.
I'm thinking more San Francisco. I think you could do it.
Maybe
you
know? One other place.
There are right. cities that could carry this off. But I will say this. I don't think there's a city in this country that loves its history, loves its culture, loves itself as much as Boston does. And I used to say it's like we hold a mirror up to New Englanders and say, this is what we're all about, and people love that.
Well, let me just kind of ask you one second. Honestly, do you not worry about the pressures, especially when it comes to money? For example, like advertisers maybe ultimately might flee television when the internet really starts becoming fully monetized. And then, you know, for a whole generation of people growing up right now, they don't even know what television is. They get everything off the web.
When the internet gets fully monetized, will you let us know? Because we'd love to get some of that money as well. Everybody would. I mean, that's the real dilemma, right, is that you're sort of losing viewership, listenership to other forms of information. How do you monetize that somewhere on the web? That's a whole other conversation.
Well, what role does Chronicle play then in keeping, you know, a program like itself relevant for people in New England? How are you going to do that for the next 30 years?
Oh, well, I think all those things I just cited in terms of the geographic and physical beauty of this area. But also, look, we do a lot of cutting-edge medical technology. We do a lot of things with the educational community here. And those things are constantly evolving. We talk about products that are made in New England. We talk about visionaries and revolutionaries, really, in both the medical field, the educational field, other fields. And those people are still going to be here 20 years from now, 10 years from now, and 30 years from now.
Mary, do you think it can still be there on broadcast television, or maybe about a different format?
I don't know. It's funny. I was joking with someone today, and I said, you know, 30 years from now, somebody's going to say, what show was she on? Oh, Chronicle? That was on TV. What's a TV?
Or I get that video podcast every night. How's that,
right,
baby? Mary Richardson was anchor for Channel 5's Chronicle for 26 years, all the way through 2010. Thank you so much for joining us today, Mary.
Thank you. I'm enjoying my work at Steward Healthcare now full time. But I still, these people are my best friends in the world, my old Chronicle gang, and it's nice to see them, and I'll see him tonight, too.
Well, you'll be seeing Anthony Everett, who's the current Chronicle host, and he's been there since 2005. Anthony, great to see you. Thank you so much.
Megan.
And congratulations
to you
both.
Thank you.
Stay with us. Up next, the lives and lasting legacy of the 19th century transcendentalist and women's rights pioneer, Margaret Fuller. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.